Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute.
Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus with my co-host. It's Matt Barrows of The Athletic on a Sunday afternoon after a 10 a.m. 49ers start. That went sour pretty quickly in Houston, Texas. I imagined it wasn't going to go great. I didn't think it was going to start this poorly. This is, of course, the post-game podcast that every 49er fan is just dying to listen to, how bad the 49ers were. But let's try to spin it. Let's try to look at this big picture. 49ers lose 26-15 in Houston. They go to 5-3. Obviously, we're horrendous for a half. As I always go to start these things, Barrows, what's your headline from this?
My headline is that they need to trade for a defensive lineman. I'm gonna say that's not right. They need to trade for two defensive linemen. It needs to be like a Randy Gregory, Chase Young type of year. I mean, they just didn't have anything. I mean, the electricity was absent from the entire team. It was there in droves against the Falcons, and as palpable as it was in that win, it was palpably absent in this loss. But among all the bad things that happened, they just had nothing on the edge, up the middle. They tried blitzing a lot of times. You know, the blitzes invariably failed. The only time the blitzes worked were when a defensive lineman who hadn't gotten any sort of push raised his hand and and tip the ball.
First play of the game.
Yeah, that happened a couple of times in the game. I think I told you the last time you and I spoke to take the under on this game. And boy, the over-under was 41.5, and the total today was 41.
So awfully high. Awfully
high. If you
high.
Listened to Matt Barrows, you would have made a little cash.
Let's not talk too much gambling in the wake of another league having some issues.
You and I will get suspended.
But yeah, that's all. I mean, I thought it was going to be like 17-16, 17-14, something like that. So it was higher than I thought. The 49ers defense was worse than I thought against a Houston Texans offense that had been struggling, but like ran the ball like 140 something yards running the ball. I didn't think CJ Stroud was great, but he had plenty of time. It was 30-39 for like 313, whatever it was. Again, I don't think the Houston Texans offense is a great offense. It just was comfortable. And I get your point. I'm going to go on top of that, though, say you definitely cannot trade a first, a second, or a third for anybody. Like, they need those picks. How about an offensive lineman, Barrow? I know they don't take them, but I think
they don't exist, though. They don't exist out there.
Maybe a few people could to block Will Anderson, because that guy is great. I know he is, but he was just blowing a poor Colton McKivitz up. This was a rough pass blocking, rough blocking situation. It was always going to be tough. Houston is good. And I keep saying it, these 10 a.m. West Coast starts are tough, especially if you don't have overwhelming talent. I just think that's the point. They don't have overwhelming talent. And I don't know. I would understand they trade a fifth round pick for an Arden Key or somebody just kind of they can put there. Now, two things. He could get hurt too, right? Everybody can get hurt. And two, what does it make him, right? You know, maybe it gets him the second wild card instead of the third wild card. I'm not sure. You know, you kind of have to measure the worth of this. I will say Breisoff was missed. Like, listen, they lose Nick Bosa. They're sort of okay. They lose Bosa and Warner. They beat Atlanta, and then they lose Breisoff. That's when everything comes
that was the straw.
Can't have Breisoff. Those three Hall of Famers, Bosa, Warner, and Huff. But listen, they did miss him. He had played well. It's just it's the combination, right? It's the all three of them. It's the all the other things. And Dee Winters goes out, and your guy Okawanu goes out, and like this is obviously a lot of attrition. We're seeing it. I just think the big picture is they just don't have the talent where they can get by with a slow start, especially against the Houston Texans defense. You know, the offensive thing was just. 49ers just don't have enough talent on defense. They do need more talent. Maybe the younger guys will grow more into it. That Mikael Williams, the talented guy, he sure does not rush the passer, Barrows. He does not rush the passer, and maybe he will eventually. Is he ever around the edge? He's just never around the edge. He's strong, and I think he's a good like a rundown guy. But even when he's rushing inside, he's not getting past anybody. He's kind of pushing a guy back then raises his arms up. Again, he's early. I'm not ripping him, but they could use a young edge. Oh, my God, could they use a young edge? Whether that turns out to be Breisoff resigning next year or what, but they are lacking in that thing. They wanted that bookend pass rusher to Nick Bosa. They really don't have one for 2026 when he's healthy again, in my opinion. And I do think – you know, I'm not going to say it's all about the offense struggles because that's a really good defense. But, man, what did I say? I don't think D'Amico's going to let Christian McCaffrey in this game. I didn't understand why some of these previous defensive coordinators did. Like, what did you think? Mac Jones is going to throw it over the top against you? He's going to hand it off to Christian McCaffrey. He's going to throw it to Christian McCaffrey. Why don't you just put somebody on him no matter what? Well, D'Amico Ryans did that. And Shanahan went away from it quick. They were down. I get it. But he ran eight times, I think, total for like 25 yards. I think caught three passes for 23 yards. This was a shutdown. And I think it really was evidence that Mac Jones is a limited quarterback who's done fine, can win some games. It's not like Brock Purdy maybe, you know, wins this game all by himself, but Mac Jones is pretty limited, and we know he's banged up, but that's what happens to quarterbacks who don't run around, who get sit in the pocket. They do get hit. So I don't know if the 49ers are going to win this game in whatever variation of injured players who could have been back, but the Mac Jones offense hit a wall, and I'm not sure what the top side of this thing is. And maybe Purdy's back Sunday, maybe he's not. Obviously, they missed Ricky Pearsall, but this is a very limited offense.
Okay, is this team so devoid of talent that you don't even bother with a trade at this point?
I think you look at it. I think you look. Yeah, I think they're showing us Shanahan and Lynch in different ways every time they've been asked recently. It's like, it's got to be worth it for this year and next year. Like, they keep saying it this year, and well, Kyle does this year and next year. It just can't be a rental guy. It can't be somebody at, you know, 32 years old. I just don't think it can be like that at this point, because they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender until next year. And that's only if they stay healthy next year. But you're not a Super Bowl contender without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. You just aren't. Whatever you do this year, I think you do something for the locker room if they win in New York and gets them to 6-3, and they're probably still going to make the playoffs. And, you know, and that's what I said. So you become a second wild card instead of a third wild card, or you give yourself a 40% chance to win the division instead of a 20% chance. But I wouldn't give up anything more than a fifth round, fourth, maybe a fourth, but I don't know. Fourth round pick might be kind of important too. So I just think it's moderated. That's all I'm going to say. You know, it's a moderate look at a trade. You can do it. They've done it in the past, but I sure wouldn't give up one, two, or three.
All right, let me – this is just for shits and giggles, but Diana Russini brought this up, that some teams have been calling the New York Jets, and I think she's got good sources with the Jets and a lot of those mid-Atlantic teams, that's where she lives, about Quinnen Williams, who was picked one spot after Nick Bosa in 2019, the 49ers. You know, we're always going to go with Bosa, but they had Williams out. They had him for, you know, meals, a visit. They know this guy pretty well. Would you give up that first round pick that you want to, you know, guard for a Quinnen Williams? Is that the caliber guy that you would, you know, give up some real draft capital to get?
And you'd have to pay him. That's the one thing I think people forget. They would not just be giving up. They essentially, the Jets would be trading him because they don't want to pay him, right? That's why it would happen. So would you give a first round pick and pay Quinnen Williams $30 million? I probably would. I don't know if they would. I think they might think it. I don't think they're paying anybody 30 anymore, Barrows. I just don't think they're doing it. Not for another cycle. I don't think for this cycle they're doing it. They certainly didn't last cycle. So talent wise, yeah, you put him next to Alfred Collins in the middle. You could get a lot out of that. I don't know that they're going to pay that player $30 million. And that, I just don't think there's a way around it. All these trades involve guys who you like who are coming up on contracts. And, man, a first-round pick that you could use on a tackle. We know they won't, but you could. Or you could trade it for a tackle, you know, something like that. And maybe they won't ever do it, but I don't know. Or you can draft. You can use that to try to get your edge, right? Michael Williams is your every down defense lineman, your Eric Armstead, and you draft someone to be your edge. I would do it. I think Quinnen Williams is great. And he's still young, right? He's like 25, right?
Well, he's no. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's that young. I mean, he's
pretty young. Yeah, with Bosa's like 26. So
we're going to have to go to
look it up. Look it up.
You keep talking. I'll look it up.
I would do it because I think he would help you this year and next year. I just don't think they're going to give up a first-round pick, and it clearly would take a first-round pick, and want to pay $30 million and 32 and 34 or whatever it would be, because he's really good. He's a really good player.
But yeah, he is 27 years old and turning 28 in December.
Okay, same age as Bosa. Same age as Bosa. Yeah, and it's right it's a perfect age group, because that's the guys who are great right now and going to be great for 2, 3, 4 years. But I don't think they'd do it. I don't think they'd give up. I think they'd give up maybe a second for him, knowing what they'd have to pay for him.
Yeah.
But I don't think they give up a first, because you need that first to draft a star. I mean, they need a star somewhere. Probably on the defensive line, probably who can rush the passer. And Quinnen Williams is a really good player. He's not an edge rusher. He's a dominant defensive tackle. it's a close one. Like Leonard Williams, you know, a year ago was up, you know, in a trade, and he's traded to Seattle and he's freaking fantastic. So yeah. Would the 49ers love that? Yes, they would love that. But the Seahawks didn't have those $30 million players, or they traded DK Metcalf, you know, when he was approaching that. So I don't know. Would you do it?
Probably not. I'm more conservative than you. Yeah, I mean, the issue is that the 49ers have a bunch of $30 million players who don't play.
Yep.
So that's the problem. I would not go for what would quickly be described as Jets West. You'd have a lot of, you'd have Salah, you'd have Bryce Huff, you'd have Quinnen Williams. You know, these are all great guys. I think Bryce Huff has been fantastic for this team. And maybe that's what they should work on, is kind of a long-term deal with him.
Yep. And he should be back, what, in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I talked to him during the week, and he corroborated what Shanahan said, that he did his hamstring on the last snap of the game, or his last snap against the Falcons, which kind of, you know, underscores that, okay, he's playing more snaps than the 49ers would like him to. But the other thing he said is that it's not a severe hamstring strain. Mm-hmm. It's not Kittle's injury. It's the absolute opposite end. So missing the Giants game is likely. And then the question is, would he be back in time for the all important Rams game the following Sunday? So we'll see. I mean, I would think that Yetur Gross-Matos might be back then. And that's what the 49ers are arguing, that if they don't make a trade, they will have some of these guys coming back. And, you know, their refrain has been, well, look what happened in the Falcons game. We had all these backups, and we had energy, and we had guys flying around the ball. We sacked Michael Penix two times.
Wow.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
In that game, Sam Okwuonu and Bryce Huff, neither of whom might be playing against the Giants, who lost Cam Scatabo today. So they could be in the trade market. All of a sudden, one of their spark plugs, their rookie spark plugs, is out. They've got Kayvon Thibodeau. That might be sort of the fast young guy that you could get for, you know, fourth, fifth rounder.
I think it would take more than that.
Really?
Yeah. He's still on his rookie contract. Like he's not coming up for a while. So
yeah.
I think we might take a two or three, like probably a three, that could be a two. And then you start getting into really bad. But I mean, listen, I get all these discussions. I really am hitting on that. I just don't think they're going to pay anybody. So a younger guy is certainly more valuable to them. It's more valuable to everybody than he is to an older guy. I just thought, I was interested. I was struck by Shanahan mentioning the Falcon game a couple times today.
Yeah.
And I think he did have a point. He's like, we had a bunch of injured guys and we looked great against the Falcons. And then we got a bunch of injured guys and we looked terrible against in Houston. It's where they are. They're kind of this mid team, right? You know, it's mostly due to injuries, but it's where they are. Other teams have injuries too. And I kind of called the Giants a mid team. I'm going to get ripped for it, I'm sure. But I consider that just because it's on the road, it's 10 a.m. start. Yeah, they're below mid. I'm just saying they're competitive in a lot of ways, and you're going to be in that 10 a.m. on that turf with all your injured guys. So I can already see people getting mad at me. But, I don't know. And then are you playing Purdy and Pearsall in that game? I might not because you're only going to be a live playoff challenger, let's just say, not a contender, let's say challenger, I think, if Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall are healthy at the end of the season and playing for you and playing well. And I don't know if they will be if you throw them back out there, you know, even 80% on that turf. And if you can manage to win that game, you know, in another toss-up game, you know, these are all...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All toss-up games. I think even subliminally, that's kind of what Shanahan's referred to. Like, these are all, it's not like they just roll out and they got their all pros and they're going to stomp you. They're not that team. They have to play really well. And if they have a flat quarter, flat half, they're done. That's who they are now. It's not like the 2023 49ers or other versions we've seen. If you can stop Christian McCaffrey, you're going to have a real good chance again, because their 49ers defense isn't going to shut you down. I don't know. They might do it anyway. I just like might hold those guys back even and make sure that they're there for that Rams game. I just don't know where you're gaining if there's a 50% or 40% chance that they make their injuries worse if they sit out again, where you're going to be. And I'll put Yetur Gross-Matos in there too, because the guy's hurt a lot this season. Like, he's been hurt the entire time, so much that I was like, why didn't you put him on injury reserve? I've said that about him and several other players. Like, these guys are in some amount of injury jeopardy no matter what. Everybody is, but for sure, Gross-Matos, Purdy, and Pearsall are. And I mean, obviously, they have other players. I don't know. I might just see what I can do in that game. Maybe you can beat the Giants without those guys. Then you have them coming back for a Rams game. You win that, you are still looking pretty decent in the division. And I think that's got to be their main goal.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
What are your holiday traditions? Putting up a minimum of 6 trees? Decorating every room with a different theme? Whatever it is, here's one way to make those traditions extra special. Start the season with Etsy. On Etsy, you'll discover original pieces from small shops to help you celebrate your way. Shop Etsy for holiday decor that makes you feel seen. Special starts on Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
The thing about mid-teams, and I agree with you, is that they vacillate. Yep. They'll get their butts kicked 1 week, and then they'll kind of circle the wagons and look good the next week. And then they'll think that they're great and lose the next week. And it just kind of flip-flops like that. You saw the Falcons do that, win over the Bills, and then a loss to the 49ers. You saw the Texans do that. They got thumped by the Seattle Seahawks. Looked terrible. CJ Stroud completed something like 46% of his passes against Seattle. Today, it was 76% of his passes. Yep. And then the 49ers are in that group now. They, they lose to the Buccaneers. They come back and, you know, rally, and they have all sorts of electricity against the Falcons. And then they are flat as a pancake versus the Texans. I mean, you and I both watched this game on TV. Neither of us was in Houston, but the TV shots of the 49ers on the sideline were such a stark contrast from the Falcons game. They
Salah alone, right?
I mean, let's just take Salah against the Falcons. I told you this. Mm-hmm. I was watching the Get Back coach, the strength coach, just literally wrestling with Salah. Like, it was like a fight. It was like, you know, a Russian circus where you've got a bear against a man and they're trying to push each other out of the ring. It was just so animated. And today it was like it was a still shot of Salah. It wasn't moving, and there wasn't even any emotion in his face. There was just nothing there. Nothing obviously to get pumped about because they were playing so poorly, but that was just the team. And maybe they can recapture it against the Giants. I don't know. To answer your question, or to, debate about Purdy and Pearsall, one reason to play them against the Giants is that they would be, more up to speed against the Rams. Mm-hmm. Very hard to take a month and a half off. And Juwan Jennings is a good example of this. And then just kind of pick up where you left off and be hitting the ground running. They might need a game to sort of use the runway a bit before they can take off. I will say that Purdy on Friday had a spring in his step that I hadn't seen for a long time from him. You're the king of reading body language. And I thought his body language in that very, very brief session look better than it had in a while. So I think that there's a good chance. I'm not going to say he's a go for Sunday against the Giants, but that coupled with the fact that, Mac Jones was hurting in this Texans game. You saw it with how slowly he got up off the field a couple of times. I thought it was a really plucky effort by him. I give him all the credit in the world because he's got no protection. He's got Anderson
hit hard
in his lap on every freaking play, even plays where Christian McCaffrey is chipping the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame McCaffrey. I mean, McCaffrey gets an elbow in him, and he was still past McKivitz in this game. So it was a tough game for Mac Jones. He did as much as he could with as little as he had. Juwan Jennings bobbling a deep ball, that didn't help. Your guy, I'm going to call him your guy, Jordan Watkins, letting a ball slip through his hands. That was a beautifully thrown pass.
It was a big play, too. I mean, whatever.
Probably wouldn't have made a difference, yeah. But still. But, you know, that's sort of my point about, you know, we hadn't seen Jordan Watkins since early August. You can't expect a guy to miss all that time and be lights out when he comes back in. And unfortunately, that's the 49ers this year. All of these guys have been out for a long time. Right now, defensive line and wide receiver are competing with each other for most banged up group, most time lost by one position group. And, you know, the result of that is that you get this sort of disjointed, herky-jerky play. You don't have good momentum. And that's what the 49ers are right now at midseason.
We'll point out, like, maybe against my theory that maybe you don't play Purdy on Sunday in New York or North New Jersey. He didn't make the flight, so that's different, right? He was on the sideline. Usually that means a guy's getting ready to play. So maybe he will play Sunday. We'll see. I don't know if both he and Pearsall will play on that turf, but maybe I'm overdoing the turf. Sometimes just talking about it, in the 49ers do talk about it because they acknowledge it and they're good about that. They hate that turf, but maybe you just got to go play on it. Just go play on it.
Yeah.
The hell with it, and other teams play on it and just see what happens and go win a game against a not very good team. But again, it is going to be anything on the road, anything 10 a.m., anything where your biorhythms and body clock's a little off is going to be a little different. But I think they're going to be pissed off. It's that Barrows bounce back, right? We're going to see.
It's a Barrows bounce back, yeah.
Mid team. Suffer a loss that's embarrassing, get chewed up by their coach, and come back more focused. They will not lay an egg. I would say that. That was the Houston thing was an egg that we've seen not too often in a Shanahan era, right? I mean, we have not seen that, but we've seen it from 4-9. Like, you know, what was that year they went to it was Alex Smith's one of his early years. They go to Kansas City and it's like 31-3 in the first half. It's like just a tidal wave and they're never.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Never coming back. I've seen it before. I felt something like that could happen in this game. I did not think it was going to be the defense was going to give up as much as they did to Houston. They just gave up those interminable, you know, 4 yards, 5 yards, third and one, first down, 6 yards, 2 yards, third and one, first down, 11-yard pass, 2-yard pass. You know, it was just one of those. They just kept giving up positive yards to get C.J. Stroud in a rhythm. They were, you know, running the ball with guys I never heard of. So, but they were still running the ball.
Never heard of Woody Marks?
When I go from SC, I watch SC. I don't remember. I don't think he was the lead guy at SC, but maybe he was. And, you know, it happens like that. It builds. They did get that touchdown. Well, they got the big kickoff return, Barrows. How about that? Gosh,
yeah, Brian Robinson. He must have been going at least 12, 13 miles an hour on that return.
And then the face mask. Got the face mask for another 15, set up a touchdown.
That was the highlight of the game, by the way. You know, there were a couple of Mac Jones throws that were the highlight.
I was going to say, one of them. D'Amico have the same special teams mentality that Shanahan does? Because the kicker kicks it out of bounds on the kick, and then their next kickoff is like, what are they? I like looked up, and the 49ers are at midfield. Like, what happened there?
Very 49ers-like. Fairbairn makes every kick, but otherwise the Houston special teams weren't very good at all.
Kick coverage stunk. It's like the 49ers had the edge in special teams. They had the edge. You got to give them that. They never got the Trout Pinero out there, but except for the extra point. What did you think on the D'Amato Lenore interception at the end of the first half, and he runs out the clock trying to return it? I get it. People were saying, and Johnston said it at the time. It's like, what is he saying? So I guess I got to retract it. When I was ripping him, I thought he was just saying kick the field goal with 0-0-0. He was saying get down and either give the 49ers a chance to do a Hail Mary or get down at the perfect time and maybe he kicks a 57-yarder or something. I'm saying I don't think D'Amato Lenore can make that calculation in his head. You're running around. You think you might score a touchdown. What if he goes down after expiration, right? I mean, that would have been silly. So I don't judge Lenore harshly on that at all. I know others did, and Shanahan was asked and did say that maybe he got a little greedy and maybe they can, you know, coach him up, tell him it's a teaching point. I don't know. I don't think it's much of a teaching point. What did you think?
Yeah. I saw you write that on Twitter and I was thinking the same thing. It's a lot to ask of a defensive back to know exactly how much time has ticked off during that play and how much you have left. And, you know, when these guys get going, there's a lot of field in front of them.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's a bunch of offensive players who can't tackle. So, I was thinking the same thing. He needs to get down, but I also understood where he was coming from. You know, these guys never touch the ball. This could be the play of the game that really, really
swings. Can you imagine if he runs it back?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, is that he saw daylight. He got excited. And, a lot of times that happens. Like, these guys can't tackle.
I agree.
You're racing against offensive linemen, so you think you can outrun them. So I don't fault him for that. They could have taken advantage of it a little bit better, but they also got the ball back to begin the third quarter and had to punt.
And got the ball at the 40. Because of the kickoff,
right? Yeah. So everything was lined up for them to do their lap trick, but they didn't in this game. One thing I wanted to note is that, yes, the 2020 season, those back-to-back games at MetLife were a horror show for the 49ers, basically snuffed out their whole season. But I'm trying to think of all the guys that were on that team that are still on this one. who are on the 53-man roster who will make this trip. And I get George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk, and I can't really think of – I guess Trent Williams was there his first year with the team, yeah.
Juwan Jennings?
Maybe not.
No, that was Ayuk's. That was Ayuk's rookie year. So it was Ayuk. So
Ayuk.
Not too many though. Kittle.
Javon Kinlaw is on the Commanders. That's it.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
I'm saying there's not a lot of mental scarring that happened there.
Yeah, and the second game when they played those back-to-back games after suffering so many injuries in the first one, they did not suffer that many in the second one.
And they won the second one.
Yeah, they won the second one going away, and that was kind of a mental like we're just going to go there, we're just going to get through it, and we're going to win, and we're going to get the hell out of here. And maybe that's the approach they take to this, and maybe they put the quarterback out there. And part of it too, I think, was they didn't want to put Pearsall and Purdy on artificial surface back-to-back weeks. You guys are banged up here. Go play and against that defense because that's a good defense. We're whatever their ranking is going to be at the end of the season, it's not going to be 17. It's going to be like 3, 4, 5 because they got a lot of talented players and Will Anderson is a special player.
Yeah,
and that's just a tough thing to do and it's a tough thing to do on the road on artificial surface where he's getting that bolt start. I think the 49ers are better than this. They better be better than this. We've seen them be better than this. Again, this is also why you want those early wins matter. Beating Seattle on the road and Rams on the road matters. Yeah. Like really does. Like if you had lost those two games and they could have and they won them, full credit, they'd be looking at a lost season at this point, which is what happened last year, right? It's exactly what happened last year. They played fairly well to start. They lose games at the end to Arizona and the Rams. And then once the injuries start piling up, they can't recover because they're going to lose some close games while they're at it. You're just going to if you don't have your stars. And now they still have those wins. So they're 5-3. They're still there. So although I think Seattle's probably better than them right now, again, always factoring in the injuries. And I think the Rams are better than them, factoring in the injuries. They have a chance to still beat them both again, and we shall see. And they got the Cardinals coming up pretty soon. So let's see how they go in division. Let's see if those teams stay healthy. But the early wins are holding up this season, and full credit to them for getting them because they were injured for some of those too. So they beat the Rams in LA with Mac Jones. Like they did that. So credit to them. And I do think this coaching staff is good enough. The leadership in that room, even with all the injuries, is good enough for them to have a pretty good Barros bounce back. It's just what this team has done. They've shown it to us already this season, and we just already saw it. Beating Atlanta after losing Tampa Bay. Like that's the kind of stuff they do. I do think it's going to be tougher for them on the road because again, your stars are the ones kind of rise up in these road games. 54. I mean, was Fred Warner missing this game? We've both been praised Tatum Bethune. We've said nice. I am not trying to rip them. But there are some plays that were made that would not have happened with Fred Warner in the game.
Right.
There's no question about it.
There were some young linebacker plays in this game. He'll be better by the end of the season, but you're going to have to kind of suffer through those plays this year. All right, so I had Tim Kawakami saying, 42-0 that they're going to beat the Giants?
Write it down. I don't want to tip my hand, but I've already thought about this. I think they're going to win the game. I don't know what the number's going to be, but I think they're going to win that game. I just think it's a classic, we're still pretty good game. This one might have been, we think we're too good, whatever, and then we just get smashed, and then it just they just can't recover from that. I think next week we're still pretty good. And the Giants aren't great, so they're bad, basically, even though I'm calling them mid. I think the 49ers win that game. Maybe get another interception, Barros. They got one today.
You get another one wrong.
Yeah, it would be amazing. McCaffrey will not have a game like this. Then the Giants will not have the ability to shut him down like this. Even though if you're listening to me, I would just put the dedicated two guys to him and tell 49ers to go beat you some other way. They're probably not able to do that. They don't have Azeez Alshire and some of the other guys that they threw Totu, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
They covered him fairly well. And maybe Shanahan will have another way to get him loose out there. We said that one backwards pass was weird. Like, what were you doing? You put everyone over there, and then you have McCaffrey go over there. What do you think their defense is going to do? They're going to go over there. They're not going to the other side. I'm not quite sure what he was doing, but maybe Kyle has some cards up his sleeve and he almost always does.
Moose Johnson thought it was going to be a halfback.
He kind of thought that, but it would never be going to the left, right?
You wouldn't put him. Well, McCaffrey is so talented. Maybe he can throw left-handed. Who knows?
The Eagles way back used to just destroy defenses because the defense is coached that way. If it's going left, it certainly won't be a halfback pass. But Keith Byers was left-handed. Uh-huh. Keith Byers would throw really well left-handed. It got him like 4 or 5 times. Like the defense is just fixed. Okay, if it's going left, it cannot be a halfback pass because you would never have the halfback throw it right-handed that way. Oops, Keith Byers is left-handed. I love those plays.
Keith Byers is Iñigo Montoya. You thought I was left-handed.
I am not left-handed.
So they've got Giants and then home versus the Rams, mm-hmm. and then away versus the Cardinals, and then home versus the Panthers. And this is the window where, you know, if they're going to get healthy at wide receiver, if they're going to get robust at wide receiver, this is the over this next month. This team should be getting Pearsall back. It should be opening the window for Brandon Ayuk. And you would think that Juwan Jennings would start to feel better. And we're obviously seeing an injured Juwan Jennings out there because he does not miss these passes like he has been. And I think that's a combination of A, he's dealing with rib issues. And B, he just hasn't practiced a whole lot since late July, really. This last week was his most extensive week of practice in a long time. So my point is that I would think that continues to build. And then your guy, I'm gonna say he's your guy now, Jordan Watkins gets into the mix as well. So this should slow, and it's not going to happen overnight. And I think people understand that. But with Purdy coming back and all of these weapons soon to be coming back, you would think that at some point, all of a sudden, this offense could click.
Yep. And I think specifically Pearsall and Ayuk, if you get two dynamic receivers back, if they do come back looking good and they get into a rhythm, that will change a lot. And those deep middle cut throws, we just haven't seen them, right?
Yeah.
In several weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, those 15 to 20 yard in cuts, which Ayuk is just, you know, fantastic at. And Pearsall had been getting some of them. That bring that back to the offense would be a huge, huge. But you got to pass block at some point. I mean, to get those throws, it takes a little while to get those plays to develop. But I do think we're going to see more of that. And it just can't be Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's been amazing that they've gotten this far with him touching the ball as much as he has, and the defense is not catching up to it. Well, they're catching up to it. And other players have to figure out how to make some plays, other than Jake Tongas, too, Mr. Touchdown, Jake Tongas. And it's clear it's not going to be Brian Robinson, but it's just not – they're not going to play another running back. They're just not going to do it.
They didn't have very many offensive snaps in this game.
I guess so. That too. But he's not. He's a kickoff return guy. That's what he is, Barrow. That's all he is. All right. You got anything for us?
That's on this it. No, I'm good. I guess you and I will talk next, maybe on Thursday.
Yep. We'll do Thursday. And somewhere in there, Barrow might do an injury report. Just read the injury report. Those are fan favorites.
Well, if they open up Ayuk's practice window, is that grounds for an emergency podcast?
I think it might be grounds for a Barrow's solo podcast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Good. I don't know if it's I don't know what else there's to say that other than boots on the ground, Matt Barrow's just giving us the details. I don't think I'll be there for that. But I might be down there at some point this week. Who knows? We'll see. All right, Barrows, there we go. 36 minutes on a 49ers loss, but with some context. We started talking about what they could do to trade in line and people love that. All right, everybody, show today.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.